He owns two gas stations, but Keith Madsen took the day off to stand in line to get into the hearing room on the governor's gasoline sales tax. His customers have a message for the governor.
I've collected 3,500 signatures on petitions. People are thanking me. Not customers that aren't even buying anything are coming in to sign the petitions. They're furious.
Inside, the governor told lawmakers no matter what the price of gas is, the state needs the money from a gasoline sales tax for new roads and bridges.
Yes, we are all against taxes, but we pay for that too. And in this case, doing less will actually cost us more.
In his 45-minute appearance before a pair of House committees, the governor took questions from Republicans, including Delegate Herb McMillan, who wondered whether money raised for highway projects won't be used for something else.
How can you really consider this to be a protection to preclude funds from being used for other purposes?
I'm totally open and flexible to whatever outcomes you think would best safeguard these dollars and generate the consensus between well-intentioned people who want to do right by this responsibility of making sure we have safe and adequate infrastructure for our people.
This proposal faces an uphill battle. Senate President Mike Miller has said senators may be reluctant to approve it, even as they consider a budget with an income tax increase. In Annapolis, Robert Lang, WBAL and WBAL.com.